The Irish Times, Election 2011, Constituency Profiles.
Lorna Siggins, Galway West. This is a five-seater, and Labour has traditionally, or let's say for the last quarter century, had a very strong vote in this constituency. Michael D. Higgins, Labour Party President and Galway West TD and former Minister, is not running this time. It really opens up this constituency in many ways, and not least also because Fianna Fáil is under an awful lot of pressure here, mainly because of the sort of anger that's expressed everywhere else in the country over the economic situation. Michael D. is seeking the nomination for the presidency, so his heir apparent is a councillor who was elected in the last local elections here, Derek Nolan. He has been very busy out canvassing, you know, first person to get his posters up, but he doesn't have a very high profile, and Labour will be very worried about the competition from the independent and former Labour councillor Catherine Connolly. The outgoing TDs, Eamon O'Queeve, Minister, and Frank Fahey, a former Minister, are both running for Fianna Fáil, along with current Mayor of Galway, Mike Crow. Michael D. Higgins is not running, so you have Derek Nolan as the Labour candidate. Pádraic McCormack, the outgoing Fine Gael TD and party chairman, fails to get a nomination at his selection convention, but his party is running four candidates. Fidelna Healy-Eames, whose base would be over in Oranmore, in the east of the city boundary. Sean Kine, who'd be in the Moy Cullen area to the west of the city. Hildegard Nocton, who is a teacher based in the city, but she also has Oranmore roots. And Brian Walsh, who's a former mayor and also has a city base. Noel Grealish, a former Progressive Democrat TD and current Independent TD, is running again and is considered to be pretty strong in his area of Clare Galway and over towards Oranmore. Niall O'Brullochan, former Green Party mayor, a current senator, and who ran here in two of the last elections and failed to gain a seat, he's running again. Sinn Féin has Trevor O'Clougherty, who's a former Labour Party member. He has run in the last local elections and is considered to be pretty strong now for Sinn Féin this time around as well. And then you have a number of independents. Apart from Catherine Connolly and Noel Grealish, there's also Mike Cubbard, who's a young sports worker based over in Westside, and Eamon Walsh, who's running on disability issues, and Thomas Welby, who's a former Progressive Democrat and an independent and who has a very strong local election base over in the west of the county. Health would have a particular resonance here because HSC, when it decided to start imposing cuts, chose the HSC West area to start implementing some of the cuts that would be imposed nationally. And this has caused an awful lot of concern. The moratorium on replacing staff is affecting the hospitals very badly here, and there's a constant issue in the Galway University hospitals with lack of beds and with a shortage of nursing staff. So health is a very, very big issue here, as is lack of public transport and a failure to plan during the boom for adequate education and schooling. Traffic is also an issue as well. There's the continuing row over the Galway Outer Bypass. Water quality is also an issue here because of the strong memory of the cryptosporidium outbreak here in 2007 and subsequent issues with lead piping in the city area. There's also out to the west the impact of EU directives, habitat directives, and the ban on turf cutting on certain blanket bogs. And there's an association of turf cutters that had considered running a candidate in the election, but have decided that this will be a question that they will be asking other candidates on the doorsteps. The fact that Labour has a new candidate means that both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael would obviously be very keen to be targeting the Labour seat, but Fianna Fáil is in a very weak position. It is reckoned that Fianna Fáil may lose one of its existing two seats and that Frank Fahey is most vulnerable. Before each general election, Frank Fahey tends to issue statements saying that he thinks he's going to lose a seat and that he's a goner, and people have stopped taking him seriously because he always gets returned. But this time, actually, he may have a point. He would be very vulnerable now, and there was some talk of Fianna Fáil perhaps just running two rather than three candidates because of this. Eamon O'Queeve is a poll topper, but he won't poll as well as last time. It's expected that he probably will be returned. And then after that, it's really open to Fine Gael to take an extra seat because it's running four candidates, but it's a pretty high-risk strategy. Labour, it's going to be very difficult for Labour, given that Catherine Connolly has not only a very strong city base, but she is also quite strong in Connemara, and she has an independent councillor, Seosamh Ó Cuaig, helping her run her campaign out in Connemara. She also has very good Irish, and she's very familiar with the issues out that part of the county. Noel Grealish is probably reckoned to be pretty safe in his area because he's regarded as a hard worker and somebody who tries to deliver for his area. And the fact that he broke away from the government well clear of the general election being called will also stand to his favour. So there would be a feeling that it could fall Fianna Fáil 1, Fine Gael 1, Labour 1 and Independent 2. Or it may be that Labour doesn't take a seat at all.